Did you ever see the pump station at the
Yeah,
county?
At the 3900 level. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, it was all cement. It was very different. Big lights. The pumps were massive. You got to remember, they were moving like 4,000 gallons per minute. Yeah, you would not know you were underground when you were at the 39, at the pump station.
How was the water coming in to that room? Just in troughs, or do you recall?
And if you look at the photos, there are large pipes coming in everywhere. And, you know, when you're underground, and you can kind of see it. I think there's some places where you can actually see how the groundwater's sweeping it, and then it goes into the troughs along, and they start to move it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that they pump. They have to do any pumping there, but so you imagine when you have just thousands of miles and troughs, and then you would have some type of system to keep moving that water.
Having seen those pumps, how did you feel when you heard they were flooded?
It was a poor decision, as far as I'm concerned. We certainly could have looked at different ways of handling the groundwater under Superfund if it hadn't happened. And I think that people that made that decision, and you'll hear me say that on some other tape, they would reconsider doing it today. I don't think they would have shut those pumps off.
We've talked to a number of people who said that either they were the guy or they know the guy who turned them off.
Well, there was a guy here in Butte that did it, yeah.
Who was the guy?
You know, I don't know.
Well, maybe a bit more to the point, who made the call?
That came out of ARCO.
Yeah.
And certainly not, I don't believe it came out of Butte.
Yeah.
Those decisions weren't made in Butte. And so I don't know who that person was. I think the lawyers thought Superfund was new. They were going to get out of it, that they were going to be able to walk from it. Mm. And that they weren't going to pay. Pumping that water and treating it was a lot of money. And you have to remember that they were using that water in the operations. And the operations were closed down. So where were you going to send that water? You had to treat it before you could discharge it. I mean, there was a lot of things about the whole situation. So I think they thought they might have were going to be able to walk away from the whole responsibility of it.